Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Conversations. Yeah, I think I'll take that name. In fact, I'll figure that out soon, but I know I was off the grid for a little bit. I was slightly intentional. I was also being a bit lazy on my part. And I was considering if to continue with my podcast or not. To be honest, I'm still on the fence with what I'm going to do next. But I'll figure that out soon as we go. So I know I'm supposed to start a bit on love. And we all know what the Bible says about love. Love is patient, love is kind, etc., etc., etc. But it also says that God is love. And we focus on that piece for now. The fact that God is love. So if God is love, right? And God is, in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And God is love. Then the Word is love. Love is the Word. That's an interesting concept, I guess. But more than likely, is the truth. Absolute. Right? When we consider love, love is so pure, because we consider in God, right? God is love. And that kind of love that God does show is a different kind of love, boy. So this podcast, I just speaking from my heart for a bit. The others will definitely dig a bit deeper. As long as you continue. God is love, boy. I can tell you, God really does love us. And love, joy, peace, all these things that God gives when you seek Him out and you tap into His presence, it's just I don't know how to explain the feels, boy. It's miraculous. It's a peaceful kind of comfortable, home, reverent kind of vibe. And there's so much more that we need to tap into, so deeper that we need to go. And imagine when we really get into that. When we look at our daily lives, right? God is love. The fact that God woke us up this morning, it just means that, you know, He loves us. He creates us. By Him we live, we move. We have our being. It's not by me. I can't breathe breath into my nostrils and say, alright Kyle, tonight we go take out the breath, take a longer sleep, and we go breathe it back in a week time. I can't do that. I can't make a baby and breathe breath into his or her nostrils and the biological way through a woman. I can't do that. That's the creator. And all that is love. The fact that, you know, He just doing these things, and there's a, I don't know how to describe it, but there's a calm that comes with God and knowing His love. God is love. It's a love that we can comprehend. A love that we could show as well too, because God lives in us, right? Once we accept Him into our hearts and we begin to live our life pleasing and acceptable. Scratch that. Once we accept Him in our hearts and we begin to seek Him out, we begin to spend time in His presence, we begin to spend time in His Word, we begin to allow the Holy Spirit to do His work in our hearts and in our minds and in our bodies. We begin to allow Him to flush our system via the Word. And the Word is love, right? Because God is love, and in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So we allow love to become a part of our entire being. We begin to flush our entire systems with love, the Word of God. Imagine. I'll leave that piece for you to do. I'll wrap up on this episode for today. In fact, we can go a little bit deeper. We ain't going to close it off just yet. Love. Wow. Is a... come to think about it, jeez, boy, is amazing. it truly, truly is amazing what God does and who He is. He is love. Imagine you could have a personal relationship with love now. And love lives in you. Love washes you. Love purges you. Love gives you strength to go out on your daily life. Love places things in your heart to do. Love gives you the opportunity to help the poor, to help somebody who in need. Love gives you the grace to do these things, and you feel so good knowing that God is love. God lives in you. God's word is washing you daily as you meditate on it. And it just becomes one with you. And when we truly allow love to have its perfect work in us, I think, you know, life will be a lot nicer. It'll be easier because, you know, we surrender to love. We allow love to do its thing. Of course, you know, we could have a very broad discussion on this piece of the puzzle, this piece of the mystery. But I think it's completely clear-cut, knowing that God is love. God loves me. God loves you. Jesus loves you. He died on the cross for your sins. Who in the right mind would do such a thing, huh? And he was risen just for you. He sent his Holy Spirit just for me and for you. And I think that's just so amazing. Boy. I mean, I now starting to understand a few things as I grow a little bit older and spend a little bit more time. And I just think, you know, everybody should do that and pray for us. You had to pray for each other too. You had to pray for each other, because when people start to do these things, as in spend time in the word, talk about it, share, there's a army released to attack these people, and it's simple, subtle attacks to the mind to shut them down. And when you fall prey to them attacks, it's be difficult to come out of it, because you could go into a significant depression, a rabbit hole, and things that just cause you to shut down, dip on what it is you're supposed to be doing, dip on your purpose, dip on your calling, and it's just tough. It's be tough times, but the good thing is love. God is love. God is love. And this was a nice one, folks. Have a good one. My name is Kyle, and I'm your friend.